Hallelujah. We give you praise. Hashem Yeshua Mashiach Adonai. In the name of Jesus Christ the Lord. Let's have our seat. Well, welcome to the final session of New Wine Camp, August 2013. We bless the Lord for what He's been doing, what He has done. I even see the Lord standing to say there will be more meetings like this held. And He's showing me that there are going to be meetings like this held in other places. Because this is the epicenter. But the stream is supposed to go in various directions. Thank you, Father. I see the Lord walk into this place with many angels following Him. Actually, I see two shades of angels. Some of them dressed in white robes, bringing His streams of healing and rejoicing, breaking the drought. And then some of them covered in mystery, bringing the depth of His revelation, the depth of His mystery. Redemption is a mystery. Redemption has an environment of death from which life is pulled out. Redemption doesn't just occur on a nice surface. Redemption happens around a grave and a graveyard so that the dead are brought back to life. The environment of Passover is the environment of redemption. Then the environment of Passover was the environment of screams of death from the houses of the Egyptians, where the firstborn of both man and of beast were passing away. And there were screams coming. There were cries of death coming. There was the eerie fear. The cloud of death covered the land. The angel of death hooded the whole land until it was black. But the Lamb of God, His blood was put upon the doorpost and the lintels. And out of that environment of the screams of death came the resurrection of life. Came redemption. Came the buying back, the redeeming of Israel out of Egypt. Israel is my firstborn son. Let my firstborn son go, otherwise I will destroy your firstborn son. And the firstborn son of every man and every beast throughout Egypt died that day. But that day, Israel was liberated out of Egypt. Israel was brought forth, freed out of Egypt, and sent on their way into the promised land. Redemption is not a nice environment. Redemption is not a smooth environment. Redemption is the environment of death from which life is brought out. A nation is saved by Passover. Do you understand? A nation is redeemed from a passing over of the angel of death. A nation, a people, a person is redeemed from the environment of the passing over of the angel of death. That is why he has to be redeemed. Do you understand? Because all are put under the sentence of death from the time of Adam. But by the blood of the Lamb, God replaced His own firstborn son and then called Israel out of Egypt as God's own firstborn son in replacement and sent them on their way to liberty. Hallelujah. So if you stand in an environment of death, look again. It is not death, it is resurrection you are looking at. Resurrection is not a smooth, nice picture. Redemption is not a colored painting on the wall. Redemption is an environment of blood. Redemption occurs in an environment of graves. Redemption occurs in an environment of the screams of death. Do you understand that? Redemption occurs under the cloud, the valley of the shadow of death. Why do I have to pass through the valley of the shadow of death? It is because you are being redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. It was not funny redeeming you. It took blood to replace blood to bring you out of the valley. Do you understand what I am saying? And so redemption occurred under the shadow of death that covered Egypt. But that day that death occurred was the day a nation was born. Has it ever occurred? Can a nation be born in one day? But as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her offsprings. That's why we are seeing some of those dark looking angels. Those are the angels of redemption that killed death, applying the blood and bringing us out, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. If you are having dreams and visions of death, It's not death, it is redemption that you are looking at. Do you understand? What you are seeing is the environment of redemption. What you are looking at is the context in which redemption occurs. What you are seeing is the frame, the framework within which redemption is put. Because redemption is necessary only in an environment of death. Redemption is relevant only in an environment of death. Redemption is the meaning of bringing life out of a place of death. And it is only in the context of redemption, the passing over of the angel of death, that a nation can be born in one day. Life for life, blood for blood. The justice of God requires iniquity to be paid for with death. Therefore, God, redeeming his own, stretched out his right hand and say, you are redeemed. But that right hand is not coated and painted with nice cortex. It is not nicely manicured. That outstretched right hand of God to bring redemption is dripping it with blood. It's dripping with blood from being nailed to the cross. Is dripping with blood for paying the price, so that that blood lights, it paints your lintel and paints your doorpost, so that when the carpet of death covers everything, it looks as if it has covered everything. But that blood covered you first. And so when the cloud of death lifts up, you are released unto new life. Because I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He is the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob. He knows that the failings of his people have to be covered with blood. It is the blood that redeems. The blood redeeming means death or life to come out. Anytime you say, I plead the blood of Jesus, you are tapping into the death of the shedding of an unusual blood, the divine blood, the blood not that came not from a man, but came from the Father into the womb of a virgin and then was birthed. That blood was killed. That blood was shed before you can say redemption. But when you plead the blood of Jesus, you are saying one died. When you plead the blood of Jesus, you are saying, I am tapping into the realm of the death of that blood. When you say, I cover myself with the blood of Jesus, it's not buckets of paint-colored blood that you are talking about. You are referencing to one that died. You are referencing to an environment of death from which life came. When he rose up from the dead, it was not a nice picture. The earth was quaking. Graves were splitting. Bones were moving. Angels were appearing. Soldiers were falling. Dead men were coming back to life. Ancient old people were appearing on the streets. Redemption is not a cool movie environment. Redemption initially looks like a horror movie. Redemption is not a nice colored sunny day with blue skies. It is when the sun grows dark in the afternoon and refuses to shine. When the earth begins to shake and strange winds begin to blow, curtains are rent, foundations are shaking, everything looks like it's destroyed. It is the picture of death, but so that new life can come forth. Don't think the pictures you will see will be pretty. A man nailed to a cross with a crown of thorns put on his head. His feet nailed, blood dripping everywhere, suffocating. In an environment surrounded by thieves, soldiers, and mourners, and torturers,
taunters and scorners. That was life coming, but it looked like death. The rescuing right hand of his salvation was dripping with blood. It was not a manicured hand, it was a bruised hand stretched forth. That was the price of redemption. And it occurred in the environment of the dead. But when new life comes for death, doesn't last long anymore. Because this blood can kill death and still have left. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen. Hallelujah. The day of redemption was not a day of rejoicing. It was a day of betrayals. It was a day of mourning. It was a day of attacks. It was a day in which disciples left their master. A day in which soldiers came to arrest a man that was innocent. It was a day in which a good man was betrayed by a kiss. Redemption was not a sweet story. That day everybody wasn't dancing and singing. That day friends were running away from friends. Some people ran away naked that day. Some people were cutting and swearing and denying. It was the picture of disaster. But it was new life coming forth. That day women were crying. Mothers were weeping. Hearts were broken. Lives were being destroyed. Promises looked like disappointment. Day turned to night. Eclipses occurring. Earthquakes shaking. It looked like the end of the world. The end of everything. The end of all hopes. It was the end. But they put that blood, that cross, at the nick of time, at the end, so that a new day can dawn. Whoever said redemption was a pretty time? A lamb slain. A lamb. The picture of innocence. Killed. Goats sent into the wilderness. Scapegoats. All of those things were pictures of their Messiah. A goat sent to die in the wilderness. A lamb slain. A ram caught. A day of sacrifice. The day of redemption in Abraham's day was not a day of shouting. It was the day that he was told to go and kill his only son. The day of redemption in Egypt with Moses was not a pretty sight. They ate the Passover standing up with their belts on their girdles, their shoes on their feet, their cats, their coats, everything worn. And they ate it and they were thrown out of Egypt. They ate it with bitter herbs. But immediately they finished eating it, they were thrown out. Out of bondage. Lifelong bondage. Lifelong limit. Can a nation be born in one day? It occurs only in the environment of redemption. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, even though he be dead, yet shall he live again. And he that believeth on me and liveth, he shall never die. 39 stripes so that you can be healed. That was redemption. Spittings, spitings, mockings, lying accusations. That was it. That was redemption occurring. Don't look at the dark cloud and say this is the end. Understand that that is resurrection getting ready to happen. Lift your hands, give him praise. By the blood of the Lamb, Ikadaya Bakabashikahai. I had a dream. Some believers wounded unto death. Brethren, wounded them. And it was a wound unto death. They were still walking. And then the time came for them to die. And they went up and hung on their cross.
They hung through the night on a cross and died. On crosses, on trees, they were hung, nailed. And they looked the picture of death. It was morbid. And the next day, a child went and touched the trees on which they were nailed. And all of a sudden, they began to come back to life. And when their hands were pulled from the nails, writings appeared where their hands were. And the writings were, Jesus is alive. Jesus is true. Jesus is real. Jesus has woken up. They are removing their hands where they nailed them, and writings were appearing where they had nailed their hands. He that believeth on me, even though he be dead, yet shall he live again. And as they were coming down, we came around and we were rejoicing at the dead who came back to life, wondering. All of a sudden, a song came out of the ground. The song was like the song of death and grave and life and glory and light all at the same time. It was like the song, it was the song according to the dream that they sang when Jesus rose from the dead. The song wasn't coming from overhead, it was coming from inside the ground. It was the song of the glory of resurrection. And they were singing, and the song was coming from all around. They were singing, and the glory of God gathered round. The place was struck with awe and fear and the sound of the grave all at the same time. And the song went on and on and on until the glory of resurrection appeared in the sky and began to drop like white sparks, white flakes glowing like diamonds. And the song went on and on until I was pulled out of the vision. Woke up still hearing the song all around the room. Hearing the song, how can death and grave and life and glory and light mix all at the same time? It is the definition of what you call redemption. Everybody say redemption. Say, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You see, the enemy doesn't have the darkest mysteries. The deepest, strange. The Bible says God is surrounded by a dark cloud. No man can. There is a mystery beyond any darkness the enemy can conjure. Redemption is the deepest, strangest, most unusual, unfathomable mystery in all of the earth. So that out of the very belly of death, life comes out. And every time you say, I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, remember the environment that you are talking about. It looks like the picture of death, but it is actually the gate of resurrection. I am he that has the keys of hell and of death. You are talking about redemption. Do you know how he got there? He died that he might face he that had the power of death, which is the enemy, and have kept all of his brethren in bondage to death all their lives through fear, that he might defeat him and set his brethren free. The environment of redemption means death had to surface in order to be conquered. There are certain things that have to surface so that they have to be conquered. Understand what you are looking at. It's not death. It is resurrection. If they remove death from that environment, the picture is not complete. If they remove darkness, the darkness, Passover was not in the afternoon, it was not in the morning, it was in the night. If they remove the darkness of that environment, they remove the screams of cries of Egypt, of death. If they remove all of the paintings of evil and all the demonic hosts gathered from that environment, the picture is not complete. Because that is the actual environment of resurrection. Hallelujah. So we are gathered. You are gathered unto the sprinkling of blood. That is death, do you know? But that blood speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. That is life. Redemption starts with the painting of death, the colors of death. The portrait of redemption starts with the colors of death, but ends up with the colors of life and resurrection. Look again at the pictures that you are seeing. Look again at the portrait that has been scaring you. What you are looking at is not death. What you are looking at is the gate to a newness of life. Because when you are redeemed unto a covenant, unto a newness of life, to live the life of He who shed His blood, who gave His realm, who gave His life for you. So life for life, blood for blood. As blood was shed, life must be given. Do you understand? So you come out of death to live in newness of life. Not the life of the ordinary man, but the divine life of the Son of the living God that was shed for you. That is the meaning of the church. That is the meaning of the brotherhood. That is the reason of our fellowship. We are gathering unto a sprinkling, not of water. We are gathered unto a sprinkling, not of juice. We are gathered unto a sprinkling of blood. Blood can only be gotten where there is death. But this blood speaks life. We must understand. For that sake also you are baptized in water, to show that you were buried, you were put through death, and brought by death unto a new life. Brought by death unto a new life. We are redeemed. We are covered by the blood. The blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. The tree of Calvary that defeated the enemy was not, it was not pine wood. It wasn't plywood. It was not a prepared processed wood. It was a rugged tree stained with blood. What you are looking at is not your fear. What you are looking at is the fear of the enemy. Let's lift our hands and give Him praise. We have passed from death unto life. Passed from death unto life. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil until my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy, the environment of mercy is the environment of the blood. The environment of the sprinkling of the blood of the Lamb. Oh, thank you, Father. I see the glory of God arrive over this place. Because the Holy Ghost came after the blood, because the blood was shed. The Holy Ghost, the life of heaven, the life of the Father, because of blood that was shed. Blood for blood, life for life. An eye for an eye, a tooth for tooth, blood for blood, life for life. When blood was shed, the life came flowing. And now we are speaking in tongues, speaking in mysteries of redemption, because blood and life combined together. Oh my God, I see a glory arriving over this place. Say, glory arriving over this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. My goodness. As burdens are being removed and yokes are being removed, yokes being destroyed. I see clothing being taken off of people, and their priesthood being restored afresh. The Spirit speaking life. The environment of redemption was a serpent hung upon a pole. Serpent for serpent. He became sin who knew no sin. It's the environment of death. That we might become the righteousness of God. My goodness. Life for life. Blood for blood. The blood of the Lamb makes us whole. Oh, thank you, Father. He that believeth on me, even though he be dead, yet shall he live again. The blood is shed in the environment of the dead, that they may live again. Christ was put to death in the flesh and made alive in the spirit, by the which also he went and preached unto spirits in prison, those who were at one time disobedient in the days of the flood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I had a vision when I was praying for this meeting this weekend. I saw somebody who had cancer on his vertebrae that we're going to be watching on video. And I saw that the life of God was going to come upon you. The life of God was going to come upon you, and that demonic hold is going to break. There will be a creative miracle. That person cannot walk. The person I'm talking about can't walk. But the power of the Lord is going to come upon you, and you are going to be made whole. You are going to get up and you are going to walk. Receive the healing of God right now upon your body. In the name of Jesus Christ. I see people who have eyesight problems being corrected. Because I see oil being put on their eyes. I see oil being put on their eyes. And there's something else. The Spirit of God says there's going to be an outpouring of a spirit of revelation through the broadcast of this meeting. There will be an outpouring of a spirit of revelation. Many are going to encounter the spirit of illumination for the first time in their lives. As you watch and listen to this broadcast, you are going to feel the spirit from the lampstand coming upon you. And when your eyes begin to see things, and your ears begin to hear, and your heart perceive things you've never known before, do not be afraid, because it is the seven spirits from God's throne beginning to visit you. I see angels take people on journeys in the spirit to show them places in heavenly places, because for a long time God has been longing to take you on this trip, but you've not been available. But today your visitation has come and your life is turned around. Oh, thank you, Father. I see the gates of the witnesses of heaven being opened. The gates of the visitations of the kingdom. The Lord Jesus said, when a man is born again, he will begin to see the kingdom. Except a man is born again, he cannot see. Except he's washed by the Spirit and the Word of that kingdom, he cannot enter. People are going to start having kingdom encounters. Be taken to places in the kingdom. Be taught the mystery of heaven, not by knowledge, not by word, but by heaven encounters. In this day, there's going to be the release of a generation of witnesses. Witnesses who can testify of what they have seen. Jesus said, we testify of what we have seen in heavenly places, and no man receives a testimony. There is going to be an apostolic ministry of witnesses and testimonies. People who will bear witness of things that they have seen in heavenly places. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom. But when he is born again, he begins to see and enter the kingdom. There's going to be a release of an army of people who have seen the kingdom. A nation, a race of new generations who have entered the kingdom, so that they can come back and bear witness of what they have seen in the kingdom. A man cannot be a witness except of what he has seen. A man cannot bring forth except what he has entered. Today the gates are opened, and many are going to be taken to see the kingdom. And many are going to be pulled in to enter the kingdom. It's going to be a new day of the citizens of the city of God, walking the earth, bearing witness of what they have seen in the kingdom. Many of your lives are coming to an end. Your lives are finishing. Because of redemption, one life has finished, another divine life has begun. Many people from this season, from this day, from these times, will no longer live as earthly citizens. They will be more conversant with the heavenly city than they are of the earthly city. Many of you, it's not like telling me, you've been wondering what's been happening to your body, what's been happening to you. Many times it's like if you are not here. You are looking at yourself, am I here, am I not? You close your eyes, you are somewhere else. It feels like somewhere else. You even feel like someone else. You have just now been born. You have been born again. That's why you are seeing the kingdom. That you that you are feeling is the one that was born from the kingdom. That one does not have an earthly life. That one is the heavenly body that God has given you. That's why you feel like someone else. That one that you are feeling has another name. It is not the name. He has another experience. It's not the name you grew up with. The ones your friends gave you. Or the ones you came back. It is not the one that you've lived. It's not your experience. That one has his own experience. He has his own background. He's not living in this realm. He's living in that other realm. Your pathways in the earth have been shifted to that of a natural man. From that of a natural man to that of a heavenly man. Right now on the earth, pathways of the heavenly city are being carved out. Because men have been born again and have seen the kingdom. And they've been baptized by a spirit and they have entered a city. And the light of that city is creating a pathway for them to live in the earth. And that pathway are pathways not on the earth, but pathways, highways, offices, and landscapes of a heavenly city. Ha! The light of the city is upon the temples of men. Many of you will now begin to understand that your body is a house. That your body is a house. And that your body is a gate for that city to pass through. In the same way in which when you were born again, you passed through the gates and saw the kingdom. Now that you have seen and entered, that kingdom is going to pass through your body to enter the earth as a gate. Peter said, I will soon put off this earthly tabernacle. He knew that his body was a house. Many of you are feeling those sensations right now. You are feeling like your body is full of rooms. It's like some kind of container, some kind of vessels, and you are feeling like there is another you in the room. Another you that is not a physical you, but it is the you all the same. You are seeing you living in your house because your house is about to become a gate. Lift your hands, give him praise. It is the mystery of redemption. The men who have seen the city are no longer bound by the laws of this earth. Everyone who has entered into the kingdom is no longer subject to the elements and powers of this world. God is raising a new generation of seers, of witnesses to testify, because they will be taken to see so that they can come back with witness and testimony. A new generation of apostles to start the witness from Jerusalem to Samaria to the uttermost part, because they have seen and they have entered, and they will now come back feeling, bringing what they entered, bearing witness in wonders and signs and in miracles. Death will not have power over them. The grave can no longer bind them. Weapons can't work on them. Bullets can't affect them. Bombs can't kill them. Car crashes can't affect them. Because he who has entered the city is no longer under the power of the elements of a lesser world. He who has entered the heavenly world can no longer be bound by the powers of the earthly world. Lift your hands and pray. Say, I am a citizen. I come from the city of Zion. Lift your hands and pray. I carry a city on my head. I bring a kingdom. The gates are within me. We bring a kingdom. We're not bringing a sermon. It's not a nice teaching. We came from the environment of death. And we are redeemed unto new life and taken into the city to bear witness of what we have seen. And therefore, we form gates of the city.
We form entrance portals for the city. Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. This is the house of God. This is the gate of heaven. I am the gate open to the city. I am the portal open to the city. I am an icon to let you see the mystery of the city. I carry a city on my head. I am a gate to the city. This house is a gate of portal unto the city. Unto the city. Unto the city. I am not a man of the earth. I am a heavenly man. I carry upon my body the ministration of the cosmos. I am a sign and a wonder sent as illumination to bear witness of the city. The men of the city, the children of Zion, they know the mysteries of the earth. They have heard the songs of the morning star. They've seen the foundations of the earth. They have heavenly friends as angelic princes. They know the deep mysteries of the foundations of the deep. They know where the doors of Hades lie. They know the constellations of the Nazareth. This is the day of the witnesses, the sons and daughters of the city. We do not preach sermons. It is not languages. We bring forth signs and wonders, mysteries and tongues, for we are children of the city, not children of darkness, but children of the light. The light of the city of God. And out of the throne of God and of the Lamb flow forth the river of life. And on either side of the river was the tree of life that brought forth fruit. Every month of the year we produce supernatural seasons, supernatural fruits, supernatural children. We are the sons and daughters of another city, for they journeyed with God and they refused to look back, but they look for a city that has foundations, a city that has foundations, a city whose builder and maker is God. They look for a city, not for a congregational church, not for a denominational church. They look for a city, not for a temple, not for bricks and wood. They look for a city that has foundations, not built with human hands. They look for a city whose builder and maker is God. They look for a city whose builder and maker is God. Look for a city whose builder and maker the city is on the earth. It has foundations laid on the foundations of the apostles and the Lord himself. We are citizens of Zion, members of another country, ambassadors from another nation. Behold, we bring the kingdom as witnesses. Signs and wonders, the witness of the kingdom. It's a day of the witnesses, the testimonies of what we have seen in the city. Feet are planted within thy gates. Planted within thy gates. Oh, Jerusalem.
land of a city, washed by the blood of the Lamb. Open the gates, let the righteous nation that feareth the Lord come in. Oh, thank you, Lord. He entered the city. The Spirit of God is saying men are going to become gates of the city. He said people will speak from the lamp and the light of that city. He says too long have men represented heaven by earthly words and things. Represented heavenly cities by earthly witnesses. He says I'm raising a new generation of witnesses. You will be my witnesses. Because of what you have seen and what you are going to see. It is a new day of seeing. Not according to the earth, but seeing according to the heavenlies. It's a new day of witnesses. Men who become friends with angels. Men who become partners with spirits in heavenly places. Men who are familiar with heavenly terrain. It's a day of heavenly men on the earth. It's a day in which men will mingle with angels and become like angels. And like Philip, disappear like angels to appear elsewhere. It is the day of heavenly men in the earth that will bear witness of what they have been taken into to see. When these men speak all of a sudden, the gates of heaven will open. They will say, like Christ said of John, since the days of this man, the gates of the kingdom have swung open, the kingdom of heaven suffers a rush. Because servants are supposed to be gates to the city. Men will carry cities on their head. So that when they enter cities and places, a city enters a city. One city will fall and another one will stand. Because citizens have brought in the city. The city has come into Jos. The city has come into Nigeria. The city has entered into the body of Christ. Only a city can displace a city. Only a kingdom can swallow up other kingdoms. There is one kingdom that will not be given unto others. It is the kingdom of heaven. And you are his citizens. Lift your hands and give him praise. Makabash. Eliando Boko Sunamaha. Rata Bonda Sinamaha. Radiando Boko Sutabalaha Kombrata. Ratonda Sikamahando Rosalaha. Yadianda Bonda Sinamaha. Rakobando Sakabalaha Tasubraha. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. What the Lord has been doing from last night, just keep playing, is that the hand of the Lord has been stretched forth for redemption. There's the angel of redemption being released from last night. I slept and I had one of the most horrible nights of my life. I was actually supposed to leave this morning to be on my way to Zaria for a meeting. But when I wake up, I felt the spirit of death. I felt an atmosphere of fear. I felt like a sudden depression came upon me. And throughout the night, it was like I was was taken to different places and I saw burials. I saw people weep. And it was like I was driving through the city and I drove towards a military checkpoint. And a soldier at the military point removed his gun and shot at me. And I held my chest and blood was gushing out of my chest, even touching the seat of the car. And it was like suddenly everybody in the environment ran and left me. And that scene was taken away. And it was like suddenly I was in the house. And like bandits came into their house and they shot at me. And I woke up and I was engulfed by the spirit of fear, like sudden depression came. And little did I know that the Lord was bringing redemption. Redemption upon this city. Redemption upon the lives of many. Redemption upon your families. And it happened like a dream. I called Apostle Arume this morning and I said, "Sir, I won't be able to go for the ministration in Zaria this morning." And I called Bridget. And I didn't even have to explain the visions to her. She said, "Call the host." I didn't tell her anything. She just said, "Call the host and tell them you are not coming." And suddenly we left the house with Brother Donatus and Matthew. And we drove. And the moment we got to the junction that will lead here to refuge from Bukuru, that roundabout where the soldiers are, suddenly I found that the place was blocked. And the soldier man just stood with his gun and looked at me and said, "Turn back." And suddenly fear came upon me again. And he said, "Go this way." And I'd actually never taken that path before. And I found myself driving down, and we missed our way. We drove out, passed through, behind refuge, going to another village. And we almost lost our way. And a journey that was supposed to just be from 10 minutes from my house or 15 minutes to this place took us over an hour. And we came back, we drove entering refuge, and we got to another point. And the soldier man stopped there again with his gun and he said, "Turn back and go this way." And we followed the same way the soldier man showed us and we lost our way again. And I didn't tell them anything in the vehicle because my hands were shaking. At the point I won't be able to even control the gearbox. I got to a point and our fuel was running out and I was afraid. I said, "Lord, I never had this kind of experience before." We went to the station, we refueled, and we came to this place. And the moment I entered this place, I sensed darkness. I sensed like an atmosphere of depression came so strongly upon me. And I couldn't minister, I had to give up the mic. And I told Prophet Babs, I said, "Please pray for me. There's something happening. There's a warfare from last night that I can't understand yet." And suddenly as he came and began to minister, I didn't even have to explain the visions to him. He suddenly began to speak about redemption. He began to speak about redemption. That's what the Lord is doing in this place this morning. The Lord is bringing redemptions to lives and to families. The Lord is bringing redemption to our city and to our nation. For I see people who will be watching these videos and listening. I want you to know that as you listen to this broadcast, the Lord is bringing redemption to your household. The Lord is bringing redemption to many on their sick bed. The Lord is bringing redemption to many even financially. And I see the Lord also breaking the hold of the spirit of witchcraft. Father, we thank you for redemption. We thank you for redemption. We thank you for redemption. My sister, the fair one, just lift up your hands. The Lord asked me to tell you that He's bringing redemption. For I see that in your life you have had an experience when it looked like you were faced with the spirit of death coming to take you through an accident. The spirit of death came to take you through an accident, but the Lord says, because I've seen of recently you have been feeling that, you have been getting afraid suddenly, and you feel like that spirit is coming to take your life.
I want you to just put your hands on my hands, because the Lord says redemption comes tonight. The Lord speaks to you and says redemption comes to you tonight. Redemption comes to you tonight in the name of Jesus. And I see the Lord also removing something from your body. The Lord is also doing a work of healing in your body right now. Father, we thank you. Receive deliverance from that spirit. Receive deliverance, receive healing in your body. I see the Lord touching your bloodstream. And the Lord says, I bring healing, I bring redemption. I bring the covering of my blood upon you this morning. You are liberated from that spirit of death. It shall not touch you. The Lord is saying, you are separated from the spirit of death. It shall not touch you. The Lord says the spell is broken this morning. For I see a new season of your life being open. Even with respect to relationships, with your marital destiny, the Lord is plucking your path from where you are. And the Lord said, I plant you in destiny this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive from the Lord. Receive from the Lord. The yoke is broken this morning. Sister Catherine, I want you to just lift up your hands to the Lord. Where is your father? I want you to just shout on your voice right now. Just shout on your voice. Give the Lord a shout. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I want you to shout. I want everyone in this hall to shout. Just give the Lord a shout. Thank you, Jesus. As we shouted, I saw chains falling. Catherine, the Lord is saying, He's breaking the spirit of paralysis. The Lord is saying, I'm breaking the spirit of paralysis. For I break the hold of your father. For I break the hold of your father. For I break the hold of your father. The Lord says redemption comes to him. Thank you, Jesus. What's his condition? Because I see the Lord breaking the power of paralysis. But once upon a time, I saw that spirit of paralysis knocked him. And I saw that he was taken out of the country. Thank you, Jesus. He was taken out of the country on the medical grounds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I saw a place in Johannesburg. I saw South Africa. I even saw that there's a scheme, there's a plan still to take him out of the country. I'm seeing South Africa. I just saw him on a bed in South Africa. Was he ever taken to South Africa? But it's the spirit of paralysis I see trying to take over him. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you this morning. We thank you. Because that spirit is broken. His eyes is being redeemed. And that spirit of paralysis shall not touch him. Father, we thank you. Just put your hands on my hands. Father, we thank you. We proclaim redemption to her father now. Redemption. 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 Is your mom also in Kaduna? I'm saying the Lord healing high blood pressure. High blood pressure. You know about that high blood pressure. The Lord is healing high blood pressure right now from your mom. High blood pressure is being healed right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we speak total redemption to your family. High blood pressure be healed. High blood pressure be healed. Thou spirit of infirmity, go! We command his sight to be healed. We bind the spirit of blindness. We bind that spirit of paralysis. Go! Go! In the name of Jesus. We command perfection to your father's eyes. I'm even seeing symptoms of diabetes. Symptoms of diabetes. Symptoms of diabetes. That's what I'm seeing, right? Diabetes. I cause diabetes right now. Go tell him the power of diabetes is broken. In the name of Jesus, I command total healing now. Healing now. Healing now. Healing now to your parents. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Redemption come to your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I don't know for as many who you have any member of your family suffering from diabetes. I want you to just lift up your hands. Because the power of the Lord is bringing redemption right now. Redemption right now. Redemption right now. Lord, we curse the power of diabetes. We command diabetes be gone. We command diabetes be healed. In the name of Jesus. Ratakabaha susabra. Rikabala ando basula mahanderiata. Rade satamala ando borosita. If the doctor told you have ulcer, I want you to just be on your feet. The power of ulcer is being crushed right now. If the doctor told you have ulcer, I want you to be on your feet. Ratako sapala namasa. Ratiko bandele subra atabalasa. Don't lift up your hands. The doctor told you have ulcer. Don't lift up your hands right now, right now, right now, right now. Rade Shakabando Borosata. Lord, we command the power of ulcer be gone. We command ulcer be healed. I want you in 1 minute, just come to the front right now. And some of you who felt the pain this morning, right now, the power of ulcer will be crushed. Right now, Lord Jesus, we thank you for redemption. We thank you for redeeming our bodies. We thank you, Lord, for redeeming our bodies. Us are go. Us are go. You are healed. We command the wounds to be healed. We command the pains to be healed. Us are gone forever. Us are gone forever. Us are gone forever. We cross us are now. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. The power of ulcer is crushed now. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. Ulcer be gone. Father, we thank you. We thank you, ulcer. You are broken. Ulcer, you are healed. In the name of Jesus. Ulcer, you are gone. Be healed now. Be healed now. Thank you, Jesus. If I minister to you, just go back to your seat. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to check yourself as you go back. In case you were feeling the pain before you walked out, just check. Ulcer is being healed right now. In the name of Jesus, the power of ulcer is crushed right now. The power of ulcer is crossed right now. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed. For you are not the only one who have it in your family. I'm seeing like 2 more people. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm seeing 2 more people. Am I speaking the truth? Huh? two more people with us and your family, plus you three. I speak right now, wherever they are, your brothers, I command the power of ulcer to be broken. I speak to your family, let the power of ulcer be broken. Be healed right now. Right now, let the healing power of God touch the two of them right where they are. I command healing into their bodies right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, for redemption. We thank you, Lord, for redemption. Lord, we thank you for redemption. Lord, we thank you for redemption. Lord, we thank you for redemption. I wanted you to stand for your mom. I wanted you to stand for her right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. I speak to her in the name of Jesus. And the Lord says the symptoms of diabetes is broken. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I speaking the truth? Am I speaking the truth? Are you aware of it? I want you to just come. Right now, the Lord is crossing. I'm seeing already the symptoms of diabetes. And I want you to go tell her that the Lord brings total deliverance to her right now. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We cross the power of diabetes on his mom. We cross the power of diabetes on his mom. Mommy, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. You are healed. Mommy, wherever you are, you are healed. Mommy, you are healed. It is done. The Lord set her free from this affliction. In the name of Jesus. I don't know why the Lord is ministering to families like this. I want you to be on your feet. For the Lord also asked me to minister to your mom. Because I'm seeing the Lord crushing ulcer. And the Lord is saying also diabetes shall not touch her. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm saying? Is it true? Lord, we thank you, we give you praise, because you are bringing redemption to our families. Lord, we thank you. Redemption comes right now to her mom. Right where she is, we command healing. We command deliverance. We command redemption. We pray for our family. Let the power of infirmity be broken. In the name of Jesus. We pray for our sister. Let the power of infirmity be broken. Let the enemy not touch her family. Let infirmity be far away from them. Let infirmity be far away from them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And like those symptoms of cold that comes to you and you feel as if it's affecting your nostril, like catarrh suddenly come to block your nostril. I pray for you that that experience will be far away from you. That you walk in wholeness. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise, Jesus. A lady walked into this place with excruciating pain around your abdomen. I want you to just lift up your hands up and receive redemption from the Lord. I want you to receive redemption from the Lord. Lift up your hands and receive redemption from him. Father, we give you praise. 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 Just put your hands around your lower abdomen. That pain is being healed right now. We cause that pain. Go! That pain that comes from circle is being broken. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you are healed. You are set free. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just bless you. We thank you. So I want to pray for your children. I've seen an attack and the Lord asked me to pray. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over his children, over his household. We decree in the name of Jesus, there shall be no attack on his son's health. There shall be no attack on his son's health. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus upon him right now. We decree the covering. Because from his infant stage, there has been prompt attack of the enemy. There has been prompt attack of the enemy over him. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir? There has been prompt attack of the enemy over his health. But we speak right now by the anointing that the yoke of the enemy is broken. That the yoke of the enemy is broken. Demonic attacks are not touching. Sickness shall not come near his dwelling. We cover your children with the blood of Jesus. Father, we give you praise and we thank you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you because he's covered by the blood. And Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. We pray for your grandmom right now. Lord, let the power of redemption reach out to her. Let the power of redemption reach out to her. Let the power of the enemy be broken. Let the power of the enemy be broken. Let the power of the enemy be broken. We speak life to our eyes. Be on your feet. I see the blessings of the Lord coming upon your family. And seeing the Lord bringing the anointing of breakthrough. And seeing the Lord open doors of finances. And the Lord is saying your mom will know wholeness in her life. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Lord is saying your mom will enjoy health. Your mom will enjoy health. Your mom will walk in the deliverance of the Lord. The Lord is saying, I put a seal of my blood upon her today. And I break the power of infirmity over her life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Watch from now and see what the Lord begins to do. Watch and see how she will walk in wholeness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 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 Please, if you can come to the front, just come. I've known you for a while, but there are things that I have not told you that the Lord is beginning to give you understanding in right now. The Lord is saying, I'm breaking the spirit of bitterness and rancor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. From seeing contention in the family circle, from seeing that you have been attacked against your mom and against your siblings from the family circle, do you know what I'm saying? And the Lord is saying, this morning I'm breaking the power of spells. Please, man of God, just keep strumming the keyboard. God is saying, I'm breaking spells this morning. God is saying, I'm breaking demonic utterances that has been for many years. God is saying, I'm silencing demonic prophecies. In the name of Jesus! God is silencing demonic prophecies right now. God is silencing utterances of darkness right now. And the Lord is saying, you and your family is set free! Free! And the Lord is saying the barrier is being broken. And the Lord is saying the limitation upon your mom and her children is being broken! Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. The Lord breaks the power of delay. In the name of Jesus! The Lord lifts up the embargo of the enemy over your life. The Lord lifts up the embargo of the enemy now! Or I see the Lord canceling and blotting out handwritings. The blood of Jesus cancel and blot out handwritings right now. For the attacks that has come from other members of the family. I'm not speaking about your mom's children, but you know what I'm talking about. And because this message is being recorded, I don't have to speak all of that, but you know what I'm saying. But the Lord is saying the attacks that has come from other members of the family, other members of the large family, the Lord is saying I'm breaking that spell this morning. The Lord is saying I'm breaking that attack this morning. And there's a release of the spirit of breakthrough. Because your immediate family breaks through from this hour. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for testimony. We thank you for testimony. We thank you for testimonies. Father, we give you praise. Because the spell is broken this morning. Sister, go tell your mom it's over. Do you believe what I'm saying? Because I'm seeing open doors that the Lord will open for your family within now and the close of the year. And your family will celebrate the end of the year with victory, with abundance of testimonies, because the spell is being broken. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Because of our time constraints, Father, we give you praise and we bless you.
You can feel that unction. The hand of the Lord is still so strong. There is a spirit of deliverance here. It's redemption. And I'm seeing people are going to be delivered who are at home. I'm seeing mental illness being healed. The spirit of oppression and witchcraft being broken from minds and hearts. Thank you, Father. Spirits of oppression, spirits of witchcraft, mental illness, be healed in Jesus' name. Makaba is gone now. Thank you, Father. Makaba shikahai aleke deye bakaba sukahai. Leke deye bakaba shikahai. Makaba, it's a spirit of deliverance. It's a miracle presence. Ikadaya bakaba shikahai aleke deye bakaba sukahai. Leke deye bakaba shikahai. I see a lady with internal complications. Like you've not been able to go to the bathroom, you know, normally. It's not normally, you know, it's not usual anymore. There's a complication in there. But I see God recreating your systems right now. Thank you, Father. Lung disease is being healed. Blood disease is being healed. Thank you, Lord. It's a spirit of deliverance. The spirit of HIV is being broken. The spirit of HIV is being bound. Oh my God. Demonic atmospheres over people's lives are being removed. Demonic oppressions being removed. Minds are coming clear. Hearts and souls are being healed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for healing trauma. We speak against the spirit of trauma that causes mental instability. I break the power of trauma in the name of Jesus. Be healed. I've been seeing it over and over. Somebody's bones, the bones of your legs, you can hardly walk properly. It's like you have a fracture or something. Thank you, Father. You are being healed. Where's the person? Lift your hands. Let me see. I rebuke that spirit of infirmity. Be healed right now in Jesus' name. Oh my God. Put your hands on yourself if you want to receive healing. Father, all over this hall, all over this city, all over this nation, I rebuke, I bind you, spirit of infirmity, you spirit of oppression, the spirits of spells and curses and doubts, I cast you out in the name of Jesus. I command you to leave. Leave. God is healing people right now to show you that your family is being healed. To show you that the oppression over your life, the depression over the finances is broken. Be healed. Ankle, knees, receive strength in Jesus' name. I rebuke the spirit of cancer and of tumors. I rebuke migraines. Thank you, Father. I rebuke brain tumors. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Spines, be healed right now. Heart disease, I rebuke you, spirit of infirmity. Go! Be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Rib cages, thank you, Father. Cracking into position right now. Bones coming together, bone unto his bone. Being healed right now. People are being healed in body and in soul as well. I saw people being healed in body and in their souls as well. Receive your healing right now. I command the streams of life to enter into the families, enter into the homes, enter into the backgrounds and the finances. Thank you, Father. The spirit of favor, the spirit of finance is going to visit people. And all of a sudden from left and right, we find things, streams of finance flowing towards you. Thank you, Father. I am seeing God imparting fire on people's hands. Impartations of fire going upon people. A very strong unction of the miraculous. Going on. I see God ordaining people into ministry. There's somebody with waist, somebody serious waist pain, waist and legs, can hardly walk. It affects your walking. Where is the person? Wave your right hand. I rebuke that spirit of infirmity right now. You are healed where you are seated. You are healed. You can move your body. Stand and move your body. Thank you, Father. Makabashikahaya. Very powerful unctions are being put on people's lives. Powerful unctions are being put on people's lives. Thank you, Father. God says He's ordaining people into ministries. He's ordaining people into callings. Makabashikahaya. Lekedeye bronto sukahai. There is a distribution. There's going to be a distribution right now. It's going to happen. All of a sudden, the mantle of God is going to come upon you. Makabashikahaya. Lekedeye bakabashikahai. One. Ikadaya bakabashikahaya. Two. Three. Four. Five. Let the mantles of God come. Yeah. Thank you, God. Makabashikahaya. All over this hall. Lekedeye bakabashikahaya. Lekedeye. I'm seeing impartations going on people. The gifts of healing, the gifts of the miraculous are dropping in this place. The gifts of faith are falling in this place. The ability of God is coming upon people. You are going to be able to move strongholds and cause things to move. Forces of the enemy to crash. Thank you, Lord. Makaba, new distribution of angels. Makaba shikahai, aleke deye branta sukahai. Makabashikahai. As angels are coming upon people, they are going to find oil. People are going to find oil being poured on them. Ikadayabakaha. Yes, Lord. Makabashikahai. Lekedege bakabashikahai. Ikadaya bakaba shigahaya. The presence of the Lord is going to rest very strongly upon your life. From today onwards, it's going to be unusual because of the glory of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let the distributions go through this house. Let the distributions go through this house. To every man according to his call. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Pastor Aaron, come forward. I want the men of God to join me. Sam, come to the front. Apostle, stand with me. Prophet Jesse, stand with me. Timan, let someone else play the keyboard. Where is Fred? Please play the keyboard. Let Timan stand. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come stand with me. Somebody help arrange these chairs. Put these chairs on one another. Makabashigahai. Thank you, Father. There is territorial alignment. And a governing spirit was just activated in this place right now. And all of a sudden the words are flowing. The Spirit of God is showing me people who are under oppression because they didn't come into alignment with governmental structures. Whose callings, your callings, your life, your bodies, your family, did not find expression, did not find ascendancy because governing structure was not in place. Michelle, stand here. But you will go back today and you will find that that oppression is no longer there. You will find that that crisis is no longer there. You will find that the cycle of defeat is broken. You see, I'm seeing it again. It's coming. Governing structures aligned. Here it is again. So God is showing me ministries that could never really take off. You were roaming. You will rev and you will stop like a car whose engine is revving and can't move. You know why? Because governing structure did not come into place. Today I call alignment into position. And I say new voices will begin to arise. New voices are going to begin to speak. There is going to be a tension in your spirit, man. There is going to come a boldness. And there is going to come a faith. And all of a sudden your assignments that were hanging in the realm of the spirit are going to come down. They will come down. They will come down. And they are going to come into expression. It's coming. I saw a host of chariots covered with fire arriving in this place. Makabasuka haya ikadaya bakabasakada ankada manga dayanda sanda gadanda iyanga da bakabasunka yanda ha ikadaya bakabasuka hai. And I see strongholds in homes coming down in Jesus' name. Listen to me, what's been happening is that you've not had authority to speak over your home because revelation and unction was not entering into you. That stronghold was higher than where you are. So you did not have the ascendancy to see above it. But from today, you are going to start seeing and hearing by the authority of the anointing that is being released. And then you will find that you have the government over that structure. You have the government over that stronghold. You have the government over that war and warfare and resistance. It is being broken right now. That stronghold is coming down. Makabasu, you see, I'm seeing chariots with fire, horsemen rising into this place. They are riding into this place and they are possessing people. They are entering into people. Makabasuka haya. I see eyes being washed with oil.
sudden eyes being washed with oil salve. All of a sudden, your eyes will see and your ears will hear. And people have been taken into a supernatural realm, into a supernatural dimension. Makabasuka haya. You couldn't operate in faith because the stronghold of God was not in place. But right now we've activated governing structure, and you will find out that what was warring against you was actually in your territory, and there was no countering stronghold in God. But from today, you will find the strongholds of fear have fallen. The strongholds of doubt has fallen. The strongholds of unbelief has fallen. The strongholds of limitations are falling. The strongholds of thus far shall you go and no more is falling. In the name of Jesus. You see, the Spirit of God is showing me something else. That there has been a limitation upon the healings and the miracles. That the signs and wonders could only go this far and no further because there was no apostolic government. But you are, listen to me. You are going to see deaf ears hearing. You will see blind eyes opening. You will see the dumb speaking. You are going to see crippled, maimed and paralyzed people walk in an instant from this season that you are going into. And I'm telling you something. Impossible situations, impossible circumstances are going to turn on their head. They are going to turn around and result in massive victories in the Holy Ghost. I can see those angels turning into lamps. Lamps made of oil and burning with a yellow flame. Very light yellow flame. It's the spirit of illumination. Revelation and power being released. Thank you, Father. Makaba, the Spirit of God is speaking to me about Benue State. That there's going to be a new oil in that state. There's going to be a new oil, a new lamp lit in that place. There's even going to be physical oil because oil is going to be discovered in Benue State. In Thief Land, oil is going to be discovered. Ikadaya bakabasuka hai. Lekedeye bakabashika haya. There has been long warfare against witchcraft because the strongholds of God were not in place. But when you go back now with one word, you will see the death of the witches who refuse to repent. Because strongholds are going to fall easier. I am seeing a lampstand with oil, cleaning, new oil, cleansing the atmosphere of Makodi. Cleaning the atmosphere of Makodi. Cleaning the atmosphere of Makodi. There are going to be a new set of troops. Imagine from Benue Strait. They are going to be characterized by a new spirit. People will even say it. They will say, these people have a new spirit. They have a different spirit. By the time these people operate for the next 1, 2, 3, from the 3 and 3.5 years, the promises of God concerning that state will begin to manifest. Ikadaya bakabashika hai. Lekedege bakabashuka haya. Look, we just entered this one. There is something apostolic government makes available that you don't touch when you are outside of that environment. Because the prophet assumes a territorial dimension. And he has the authority to remove kings, to pull them down, and to establish another. See this day, I have set thee over the nations and over the people to root out, to throw down, to cast down, to destroy, to uproot, to plant, and then to build. When apostolic government is in place, the prophet can speak territorially, and he can speak the kingdom and his government to the nations and his people. Today, I stand to activate the governing dimensions of the prophetic in this house. upon the prophets and the sons, the ones who carry the lamps of God. I say today, your words shall rise, your scepters will rise, and shall rule in the territories. Oh my God. Listen to me, they are saying it again. Some people don't understand that they are the rulers of their territories. Some of the prophets here don't understand that you are the ruler of your territory. Soon, some people soon are going to be crowned the principalities of their territories. Makabashika haya. You see, lift your hands, pray in tongues over that word. As soon as I said that, a portal opened and a weight dropped in this place. Some people's ordination has been waiting for these gates of the kingdom to open. And they are going to find that a spirit of government and rulership is upon their lives. Makabasuka hai. Lekedege bakabashika haya. Makabas. A fresh realm in the prophetic. Your ordination as a prince and a ruler. Ordination as a prince and a ruler. See this day I have set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out, to throw down, to cast down, to destroy, to plant and to build. Thank you, Father. Immediately I said that, now I saw a beast come out of the forest of Benue. I saw a beast. It looks like it has a lion's head. Then another head, smaller head by the side. And it ran out of the forest in the Benue. And it's running as if something is chasing it. The spirits are stirring. There will be trouble for a while. And then the powers will be conquered. There will be trouble for a while. And then the powers are going to be conquered. Because tonight, the power of witchcraft is broken. Because true authority has been set in place. The power of sorcery is destroyed. Because true ordinations have come. The power of Jezebel is broken. Because the prophet's anointing of Jehu's kingship has come. Iyakada. Angada mangada sangada yanda. Eke de mongo dosuya. Iyankada manga. Leke de yebaka basuka hai. There are some people that oppression will no longer rule over them. Oppression throughout the territory will no longer. Ikadaya bakabashika hai. See this day I make you a brazen wall and a defense city. I saw a wall of brass erected, city walls made of glowing gold, and I recognize that that's a brazen wall. Some strongholds, some men who will become strongholds of God are being erected in this place. Demonic waves will stop when they reach your doorsteps. You will just notice that anytime God wants to quench something, it is you that will push to the front. When God moves you there, the enemy is going to be neutralized. Hear the word of the Lord. See this day, I make you a brazen wall and a defense city, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. Makabasuka. You see, I can see writings being put on people. I see markings being put on people. Markings. Paul said, henceforth, let no man touch me. Henceforth, let no man trouble me. Because I bear upon my body the marks, the mysteries, the writings and the runes of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people are being written over with immunity. The enemy has been sanctioned. Every affliction he ever brought against you, he is going to pay for it. Sevenfold. That affliction has been used to put a writing. A writing of mystery upon you. So that every poison that that snake has to offer in the earth is going to be neutralized by the mystery that God has put upon your life. Today your afflictions are turned into a mystery of healing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands, give him praise. You can tap into it. There are so many things falling, so many things touching. So many things reaching. I command the walls to move. I command the rocks to change. Listen to me. That impossible situation is changing now. As I'm talking here right now. Sam, come on.
There's a spirit of Passover. The Lord has been talking to about the spirit of Passover since Thursday night. And the Lord is saying we should observe Passover. That we're in the season. And I don't know how we'll do that, but I believe he'll lead us, he'll direct us on how to do that. But I strongly believe it is very, very important. And because I was keeping watch, on Thursday, where I was going. And the Lord kept on mentioning Passover. That we're in the season of Passover. And that He wants us to keep watch. And observe, because I see it extend even up to the month of October. He said we should activate that covenant of Passover again. So it's very, very important. That's what the Spirit of the Lord will have us do. So yes, I see you connected to nations. The Lord is saying what you're doing right now will take you to nations of the earth. That's what the Lord is saying. I also saw the Lord release a spirit of laughter upon certain people here. It was a sign of what He wants to do in certain families here. That there's going to be joy in families. Amen. And that the joy that has lingered, that is going to begin to flow. Amen. Within your families in this season. Amen. Says the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord also said that we should begin to pray that the waters, let the windows of heaven hold back water. That the floods that are supposed to begin in this month, in the area, that let the waters be held back. Let us begin to pray. But in some places, the floods will surely come. We're talking last month during the vigil, when the Spirit of the Lord said that about a flood. Because before He said that night, a night before this, I saw a man come to me in the night, and he said the floods are coming. And so the Spirit of the Lord is saying we should watch. And then the places where the waters will not go through, we have power intercession to hold them back. But in some places like Lagos, they are going to be for a sign. And the Lord said, because of the level of iniquity that is abounding there, that it will visit them again in Lagos. But that we should pray for them to, for it to be held back. But the Lord is saying, Passover. 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 That we should watch. Just the day before, that night I watched, and someone passed on that night. And I went to hear in the same area again, they lost someone that I know. It's like the spirit of death has been hovering in this season, especially during this month of August. That's why the Lord is stressing Passover. This is when I see the blood on Passover. That spirit is moving around now. And the Lord is saying to His own, we need to activate that covenant again. So that when that spirit comes, it will pass over. But not just activating it, but we have to live in line with the covenant. Not just carrying blood and putting on your doorpost. But there's a lifestyle that will keep that covenant active in our lives. But the Lord is saying we should watch ourselves. We should look back. We should look at our lives. And then while we activate that covenant, it will work for us. But the Lord is stressing Passover. Passover in this season, says the Spirit of the Lord.
I want us to arrange the seats, because I'm going to have everyone file out. Maybe some people who are ushering can help us. You can put the seats on each other to make space so that I want people to be touched one-on-one by the men of God who are ministering. Receive personal word, personal impartation.
In Jesus' name, hallelujah. He's been talking about the Passover. And you know that the Bible said that the Passover was on the 14th. Hallelujah. The Passover is on the 14th. And 14 in the spirit realm is a transition. Hallelujah. And I believe that it's still the preparation, because very soon, few months, will be in 2014. Hallelujah. Because it's a transition. And one of the key things that God said, I feel that some of us are really gripped with the spirit of death. But let me tell you, the last enemy, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 26, it says, the last enemy to be defeated is what? Now, I want you to look at that. Because, which means the last enemy, part of the enemy, sickness is an enemy, disease is an enemy, poverty is an enemy, witchcraft is an enemy, and all this one, by the time when you died, even HIV will die. The witchcraft will die. The infirmity in your body will die. So the last one that we need to conquer is what? Death. It's a possibility. I want to, before we leave this house, because the last enemy, so the Bible said that, it said that after the third day, because the church will have entered the third day, and the Bible said, I tell you a mystery, we shall not all. I tell you a mystery, it's a mystery that we shall not all. And until you open that court, you will not see the possibility. Do you know that when you died without your consent, death conquer you? But when you on your own, no. Paul said that, I don't want to say that for me to live is Christ. To die is a gain. So he knows when you want to die. Do you know that you're supposed not to die with like a fowl, without any notice? You just leave their house and you didn't give explanation to your children and to your family, and you just die like that on the highway. It's not Christian death. Hallelujah. Because you are to conquer death. When people like Idahosa preach the benefit of death, that means he conquered death. Death did not conquer him. He said, or a robot, he was counting 1, 2. He said that when he finished the ministration, he said, I'm going, that they should take him home. They were thinking that he should take him to his physical house. As he entered, he sat on the couch and he was counting 1, 2. At the exact minute he passed out, do you think death killed him? He conquered death. It's a possibility. It's a mystery. That's why I said, I tell you a mystery, that this month we can put on immortality. Do you know that some of these things in just, and let me tell you what brought about this revelation to me. As I'm driving, I said, when you are driving and you now see this Islam that are coming, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha. So what happens? I asked myself, I said, what happened? So what happened? So what happened? I said, God, what happened? Is that the end? I said, no, there is a way. There's a way. Either I disappear with the car, or I disappear, but I cannot die. It's a mystery. That you are driving and you see. Let me tell you, death. Do you know that the fear of death is more than death? That, and I want this house, everybody to go with this as a project, to conquer it. Because the last enemy is death. Do you know that we are expected to put immortality in this life? When people like the John the Beloved, they put him inside fry oil. Oh, how can you put somebody in fry oil then? Is it gun or bullet you put on that man? And Prophet was saying something. He said that to put on immortality, that guns shall not touch us. Oh, do you know some of this Islam, those people that drive this car? Eh? Do you know that when the car is about to have accident, they disappear? Yeah. So it's you that you are serving the true God that will not disappear. Eh? No. Please, let's talk. Is it you that have the true God that will not disappear? So, life to enter us. Divinity step into our humanity. I just give us that as a so that something enter our spirit being. It's possible.
You can hear all the messages. Death and the environment of death. But today we declare redemption. So now the proof of redemption is life. The release of that immortality. Swallowing up death. The proof of immortality, the proof of redemption is the release of life. You may be around the graves, but it means the graves will open. And then the dead will come out. As we bring this meeting to a close, I want everyone to get an impartation of what is in the atmosphere, what is in the air from the men of God that are ministering. So that you make sure that one person touches you, one-on-one contact. Lift your hands and pray. Express expectation to God. Tell the Lord you are expecting. You see, something definite is going to happen. And there will be many countless testimonies. There will be countless testimonies. So you might as well be one of those people testifying. Endowments are going to come. Situations are going to change. The power of death is going to be broken all around you. The strongholds of God will be erected around your life. Something is coming. Something is entering this place with speed, a force. Like a car driving into this place. And I see a portal open overhead. I see angels ascending and descending. My goodness, and I see many of them collecting scrolls with wings and then flying back. Many of you came here to receive impartations for your territories. And you will discover that your own personal destiny was tied to this impartation. Lift your hands! The power of God is here.